You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It wasn't hypothetical, that question I started with. It was more like abstract or metaphorical, kind of, as we feel our way through the global banking agita that is now upon us. Global, because today, after Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank, we now have Europe entering the chat with the Swiss bank Credit Suisse announcing there were material weaknesses in its past financial reporting. Shares got clobbered today. There was much back and forth about new capital that might, or as it turns out, might not be available. We're not sure yet. There are reports the European Central Bank has asked other lenders exactly how much exposure they have to Credit Suisse, because when situations like this happen, contagion is the big worry. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman gets us going.
Credit Suisse was already in a world of trouble before this week, says Cornelius Hurley at Boston University Law School.
If there is any problem going on in the global banking system, Credit Suisse has acted as the spear receiver for it.
Credit Suisse has been scandal-plagued for the last few years.
Karen Petru at Federal Financial Analytics says the bank's got a reputation
for flying very close to the edge. A number of serious scandals with fraudulent borrowers, terribly lax internal controls.
Petru says those problems are unique to Credit Suisse, but in the current climate of fear and uncertainty, it's got global investors worrying.
Any bank of its size that is so accident prone is a very high risk institution. And then people are looking again and very askance at other high-risk institutions.
Today, investors looked askance at the rest of Europe's banking system. Nicholas Veron with the Peterson Institute for International Economics says they're not likely to find too many problems.
The European Central Bank, which is the lead supervisor for banks in the Eurozone, has been pretty focused on interest rate risk and the kind of things that people have been obsessing about in the context of Silicon Valley Bank in the last few days.
Karen Petru says Credit Suisse doesn't pose a systemic risk to the U.S. financial system the way Silicon Valley Bank did, but
Credit Suisse is a systemic level global player, and so the financial system as a whole is facing yet another point of significant fragility.
A risk of global contagion?
I hate to say it. I think the answer is yes.
Swiss regulators disagree. They say Credit Suisse's problems aren't related to the turmoil in the U.S. banking system, and that they'll provide liquidity to the bank if necessary. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.